Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number three, kicking off here, Free Talk Live, Sunday night edition, 603-283-6160. I don't know why I'm singing it like this, but I am. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, joining me.
It's Nikki.
And Rich and Rich.
So how can being gassy net you some Bitcoin?
That's a great question. I'd love to know.
Convert the methane to energy.
It's actually a bit of a play on words because we're not talking about, like, human gas. We're talking about this article from Bitcoin.com, news.bitcoin.com of all places. Amid Colorado's gas flare ban, reports show that half a dozen gas and oil firms are raking in a lot of Bitcoin.
Okay.
In November 2020, Colorado banned gas flaring, venting, and the release of raw gas into the atmosphere. While the Centennial State has a large number of well sites, a recent report shows that roughly half a dozen Colorado oil and gas companies are leveraging gas to Bitcoin flare mitigation systems, and these firms are raking in a lot of Bitcoin.
I hear the words. I'm still not making the connection they've got.
So, the state of Colorado outlawed a certain thing.
Right.
A method of something called gas flaring.
Okay.
But these companies are flaring the gas to power some Bitcoin miners.
So they're breaking the law by flaring the gas?
Sounds like they are. Yeah. While the Centennial State has a large number of well sites, a recent report shows that roughly half a dozen of these companies are leveraging gas to Bitcoin flare mitigation systems, and these firms are raking in a lot of Bitcoin. Which
that's the term that I don't understand. Gas, flare to gas, Bitcoin mitigation system, whatever that phraseology was.
It's a gas to Bitcoin flare mitigation system.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, instead of, so gas is energy, you convert that energy into electricity, and you turn that electricity into some Bitcoin miners that then mine some Bitcoin.
So that's what I assumed.
I mean, that's my understanding of that phrasing.
Okay.
Is that they're already drilling for gas.
Yeah.
And they've got gas mines. And
they already said flaring was illegal, so now they're flaring to create energy.
They have to release the gas every now and again, just like humans when they eat Taco Bell.
Right.
You know, they got to release the gas a little bit, you know, kind of let it out, you know. And so they decided that, hey, we have all this excess energy that we're just sort of burning off. Why don't we put it to use?
Okay.
So technically, you could also do this with human gas. I know you made that joke earlier, but it's technically not a joke.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There are these compost. I don't even know what you would call it, but it's some sort of composting device.
Okay.
That you use it human.
Yeah.
And you can use it to heat your house.
I know what you're talking about as far as using compost to generate heat, to actually heat water, to flow through one of these under the floorboard things, so that the heat, you don't have like a traditional furnace, but the heat is beneath the flooring, these little tubes that carry water. And what you do is your compost pile obviously generates heat as it's decomposing whatever it is. So you throw, it can be your own waste, it can be all your food scraps and all that stuff in the compost. And you just put a copper coil in there and a little, the equivalent of like an aquarium pump, and that keeps the water flowing from underneath your floor into this compost pile. The copper coil then is in the middle of the compost pile where all the heat is being generated, so the water gets heated up in the copper coil and sent back through to underneath your floorboards, floorboards, and that heats your house,
yep,
in theory.
I don't know how I've never brought this headline, because it came across my newsfeed months ago, or maybe last month.
What's the headline?
South Korean toilet turns poop into cryptocurrency.
We've mentioned that.
Okay.
Free Talk Live. Right. However,
I ain't lying.
Let's come back to that. First, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Perfect segue.
You're on the air, Sarah.
Yeah. No, but I love human poop because I use them as a compost directly on my morning glories. I'm so sorry for my neighbors that have to smell it.
Is that a euphemism?
Have you considered moving to San Francisco to collect it?
No, I collect my own. I do plenty. I have my own compost. But it works really well because my morning glory flowers are gorgeous. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Well, and here...
No, but,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, you have a really interesting topic. That's really interesting about. I never knew that you could generate so much heat that way. But I love all this environmental green energy stuff that you bring on. It's so exciting.
Technically, that would be brown energy.
Depends what you ate last night.
It's true.
Yeah. But I'm perked up with all this environmental stuff like that, you know. But I just want to bring up with our speeders again, you know, the thing is that trying to figure out why I'm so stuck on these speeders and traffic lighters. But it's just because of an unconscious, an unconscious mind, like my vindictiveness. From almost getting run over and get killed many times.
I'm no psychiatrist, nor am I a psychologist. However,
right.
I have observed human behavior throughout the course of my life. I have participated as a counselor for kids, teens, preteens, that kind of a thing, who need somebody to talk to, aren't comfortable to. And so my guess, Sarah, is the reason that you are so obsessed with speeders and the laws around speeding and all that is because you do not drive yourself. You really want to deep down inside, but you're afraid to admit that you want to drive and you want to speed.
Well, how about this? I really think that it's my mind is working because I almost get hit by and killed by a driver. That's my reality.
That was going to be my next question. How do you feel about the increase in electric vehicle usage? Because those kill more pedestrians because you don't hear them. Oh, really? They seem to be more dangerous for pedestrians.
I mean, they can put auto cameras like they've been trying to do, automated front and back camera sensors and.
Well, that's just AI controlled electric vehicles. I'm talking about just no combustion engine, just like your Teslas or your Ford Mach-Es or the Chevy Bolts.
Yeah, they make no noise by way of comparison.
Some of those cars, they will actually put some sort of speaker. On, I don't know if it's under the hood or to make noise. So,
for people like Sarah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's automatically automated. But I like all these updated technology. It's great. But I just wanted to bring up our very outdated state.
So, you're okay with the technology of EV vehicles that are going to, or e-vehicles, electric vehicles, that are going to kill more pedestrians because they silently creep upon their prey and accelerate faster than most gas engines? And so it can hit harder and faster.
Well, they could always, correct that problem by putting sensors and speakers and make noise if they get to an animate object. That could be easily done with a computer program.
Okay.
Because they're already putting in auto sensor stop.
Have you ever used a computer program, Sarah?
No, I don't know how to do all that programming, but I know pretty much how it works.
I'm just saying that if human beings build it, it's going to fail. Right, I don't care, how reliable you think your software is, but if you put a program into something like a car that's supposed to detect humans, it's going to fail.
And again, that's only if the car is going to do the stopping, right? You can turn that off if you want.
Yeah,
you don't have to turn on the noise making speaker.
Well, that's great, but it's only now. We only have 40,000 people killed per year on auto-related deaths, and last year was 6,000 pedestrians.
Hey, Seth, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160. 6160. That's right. We have to follow the, I don't even know what you call it.
Theme? Cadence.
The cadence. The enunciation. Or the pronunciation. Yeah, whatever. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 15th through the 18th for the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Woo!
Fork Fest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out in 2022. For 2023, we're going back to where it all started, the weekend before Pork Fest. Fork Fest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 15th through the 18th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find links to all of those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Forkfest.party.
Party.
Forkfest.party.
Part cheesy.
I am part cheesy. It's true. Oh, part cheesy. Oh, sorry, my bad. Nikki was kind enough,
Wisconsin.
And Nikki was kind enough to feed me a piece of some delicious goat cheese. So
yeah. I had a bite as well.
Very nice. Let's do what we do here at Free Talk Live.
Go to the phones.
Woo!
Oh, is that what we do?
Oh,
all right. Well, let's do that.
Oh, fine.
We've got Josie in Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, and how are all of you tonight?
We're
wonderful.
Great. What's on your mind?
No Labor Day. I'm calling because of several things, but especially you were talking about energy, and I wanted to talk to you about that. But before I do, I'm reminded that you were talking about the senator, what's his face?
Idaho Law?
No.
Oh.
No, it's the senator that is from Arizona that is in the Navy, and my family knew him, and he is not a good guy. And I wanted you to say what not the hero that they made him out to be in the news. But the news is never correct these days.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about McCain.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Screw that guy.
Were you listening to an older episode where they were talking about the daughter?
It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I couldn't call at that time. But he is not, he was, when he did this hot dogging stuff that he's done, and he was not getting the acclaim from his fellow sailors and the rest. He was just. He was just not good.
Could never win a game of Simon Says.
On the carrier, and he disobeyed orders. That's how he got captured.
The only McCain that I might be interested in is if McDonald's started vending cocaine.
Well, I don't know if he did that.
McCain,
but I just know
it?
That he flew too close to see what he had done. He wanted to see his work and so forth when he was ordered not to fly too close, which he did, and that's how he got captured. That's how his plane got shot down.
It's like Icarus.
And so the guy was not good. But that's one thing. The other thing is I thought maybe you might want to have on your show a man from California. I believe he's in California. And his name is David Bloom, and he has, and I don't do websites, but it's alcoholcanbeagas.com, and his inventions for how to use alcohol in transportation and in gas and in everything. He is really good at it, and he did happen to say the only time he's ever on any show that I know I've ever heard of is on the Coast to Coast AM in the middle of the night, which most people don't hear, or many people do not hear.
Pass the phone number on to him, and he can call in whenever he wants.
Yeah, we're here 7 nights a week.
I think he should know about your show. I would call him, and he will tell you all about it. He is very good at explaining what he does, and he does a lot of inventions.
Please call him and give him the number.
And what was that
I
website
don't know how
again?
To call him. I'm not a computer person.
Sure. What was that website again, in case
it's
our listeners?
Alcohol can be a gas. com. One of the things he mentioned is about the electric car is really no good. I mean, I'm hearing it from many different sources that it is, it can catch fire and you can't put it out, all kinds of things. The expense of it, the changing of the battery is more costly than the car is worth when you have to do that, all of these things. And this, he has a much better method to deal with our transportation situation. And I really think he's worth talking to. So that's why I'm calling, because not too many people know about him because he's not on all these radio programs. So he's worth it.
I pulled up his website, and he it is very interesting. These concepts.
I mean, he's a
How interesting is it?
I look forward to diving deeper into it, but I guess basically what he's doing is using alcohol, so I'm assuming something like Everclear, pure alcohol, to fuel cars.
Yes.
Which obviously would need to be a different engine, I'm assuming. But
No, not necessarily. I think he says you can use it on your own engine. I mean, he'll tell you how to do it.
It might be a conversion, but there's alcohol-fueled race cars.
Right.
Already on track, and so it's not.
Well, apparently in Brazil, the cars are running on alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, even in the Prohibition era, when they used to do alcohol smuggling, one of the techniques they would do to outrun police when they were being pursued is to pour some of the moonshine that they were transporting into their gas tank to give them an octane boost, so that they could.
Outrun why not?
It sounds like the technology exists for this already. I know that there's enough grain produced on planet Earth to to certainly make enough alcohol to fuel
and
vehicles.
It's cheaper. Much cheaper.
That I don't know about, but if it is, far out, man.
He'll tell you all that. He'll tell you how and why and how to do it yourself if you were going to do it yourself. But he also is an advocate for making something. I mean, what this electric car business is all about is total. Well, it's a Joe.
Nice catch.
Yeah, thank you for holding your tongue.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Josie, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Have a great night. The technology does exist, and alcohol-fueled cars have, they've certainly been around. There's even, RC, radio-controlled things that can be fueled by alcohol as well.
Sure.
So, I imagine you just scale that up a bit. Right? I'm no physicist.
And when it comes to that renewable type of thing, I don't own one, but the biodiesel has always intrigued me.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, we're going to just swing by all the restaurants and get the fry oil that they can't use anymore.
Right.
Have you ever
driven behind one of those that are burning the fry oil?
It smells like French fries.
I know people who have heated their house that way.
It makes you hungry.
Leftover motor oil and
there
stuff.
It makes you hungry.
So there are renewable options, not electric vehicles.
603-283-6160. More of your calls and more Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the live Sunday night edition.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Donald Trump at a rally Saturday evening in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, responding to President Joe Biden's speech on MAGA supporters being a threat to democracy.
Joe Biden came to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to give the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by by an American president.
An airport worker in Tupelo, Mississippi is charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats after stealing a plane early Saturday morning and calling 911 to say he was going to crash it into a local Walmart store. Police say negotiators tried to talk 29-year-old Corey Patterson into landing the plane after an aborted landing attempt. Witness Roxanne Ward had this to say.
We jumped on our side-by-side to go see if we could help, and that's when we saw the pilot come out of the plane, and two police officers were already there waiting.
I'm Tony Maruso for USA Radio News. The water crisis continues this weekend for residents of Jackson, Mississippi, who remain under a boil water order after heavy rainfall destroyed the city's main water treatment facility, if they even have water at all. Hundreds report still having no water pressure or no water from their pipes at all, leading them to rely on bottled water deliveries. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Labumba said Sunday that while he remains optimistic that water pressure could be restored for most in the city by the end of next week, there is likely a ways to go to bring consistent and safe drinking water to those homes.
We are still in an emergency, will be an emergency even as the water is restored to every home, and even as the boil water notice is lifted, because that is the fragile state of our water treatment facility.
And a man's been charged in connection with the disappearance of a Memphis teacher investigators believe was abducted while she was out for a jog Friday morning. Cleotha Abston, 38, was charged with especially aggravated kidnapping, according to a tweet from the Memphis Police Department posted early Sunday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
See, I changed it up, though, instead of elongating the and, I elongated the weir.
Yeah.
We could also do, and we're back, I guess. That doesn't seem as cool, somehow.
I thought it was cool.
But we are back. Thank you for tuning
Just
in.
Just make it your own, bro.
Thank you for listening. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We're all over here quiet. And you're like, and Richie Rich.
I'm boisterous.
Also just waiting for you to finish your name. I'm like, just the captain? All right, I guess it's my turn then.
He didn't do the point. That's why he usually points at you.
Yeah.
Give her the signal.
Yeah, sorry.
Or joining me. I mean, it's you're really just...
I try and vary it up from, you know, I don't want that predictable. Like, you know, I mean, I got to be predictable within the, like, okay, introduce who the hosts are and, like, say, hey, thanks for listening, because you never know when folks are tuning in. They don't know what the heck they're listening to.
He's on so much more frequently and runs so many more segments. Like, I can just shout, and we're back, right? And that's, like, all I have to do.
Right.
But he's got to vary his options.
Yeah. So, you know. I don't want the listeners to tune out because I say the same thing over and over again. So when I do have to repeat something, I try to vary it up a little bit. Use a different terminology, change the pacing, change the pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation, right? Which I used to teach classes on that for call center reps, right? Because pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation are the keys to
professionalism.
Effective communication, right? So And one of the things I used to teach for pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation, an example that I used, I would bring in old clips of Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah, William Shatner.
Of course he was.
William Shatner is the king of pitch, pace, pause, and pronunciation.
In marketing, we had four P's of our own.
Yeah.
Product, place, promotion, and price.
Ooh, nice.
Right?
Wow. That'd be eight P's altogether, then, if we combined our superpowers.
Yep.
I have no P's.
Peace to you, man. Peace to you. This is Free Talk Live. Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Eli123KY. That's Eli123KY. Eli is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, that's somebody who likes the show, enjoys that we come at things from the perspective of freedom, peace, prosperity, the non-aggression principle, all these types of things. He enjoys the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, and the topics that we bring up. He wants to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere close to 200, I believe 190-ish, somewhere in that range. We could be on 220, 250. We could be on 300 radio stations. It's really kind of up to you. If you enjoy the programming and you want to help spread the message of liberty, consider becoming an amplifier. How do you do that? Visit amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We only ask for $5 a month. You can contribute more, and there's different levels to that. It's a Patreon-type setup, if you're familiar with that. You do get some little benefits, some little perks for being an amplifier. And, again, thank you, Eli123KY. We appreciate you as an amplifier.
It's a way to amplify the message of liberty and freedom.
Ooh, good tagline.
Right.
Oh, you were at marketing.
But it's also true. That, I'm pretty sure that used to be the old tagline, right?
Oh, really?
Because your individual voice is not as loud as Free Talk Live's collective voice.
That's true.
Right? So if you want to spread the message of freedom and liberty, you give us the money, right, and we use that to promote the show and get on more radio stations and amplify that message louder than you necessarily could.
Indeed.
As an individual.
And I believe Mark used to say it is one of the best uses of your liberty dollars, right?
Yeah.
The dollars you want to go towards more liberty for humankind. So let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live, and let's go to Jack in Ocean Shores, Washington.
I knew it was going to the phones.
Yes, you're psychic.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can, Jack. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to say, Josie, as a guy who's been listening to talk radio for 20-plus years,
mm-hmm.
your diverse callers, that was an older woman who doesn't even, you know, interact with the internet, calling your show, and I think that says a lot about you guys. Just a compliment real quick.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's fun, you know? A lot of women call your show.
It's our sultry tones.
Yeah.
What's on your mind, Jack?
Oh, do you guys follow the Libertarian Party Twitter account out of New Hampshire?
As closely as possible. What's the hot take this week?
Yeah, what are they tweeting now?
It was Zelensky with a Hitler tattoo. And they retweeted their own tweet, too. Like, they doubled down, you know, on the tweet, if you check them out.
I had a friend who was like his own post on Facebook to mess with the algorithm.
Yeah.
You got to promote it, dude.
No, you do. Like, little known fact on Facebook, if you like your own post, it increases your reach.
I get it.
Like, there's all sorts of people who don't understand, like, the algorithm and all, and they're like, oh, look at this moron, he liked his own post. Well, do you want your post to, like, reach more people? Then click that like button.
I like it because I'm really cool, and I like my stuff.
It gets even better is if you wait. So, like, if you post a thing and you get, you know, some people, pick a number and figure out, like, what your goal is. Oh, I want this to get 10 likes. Well, when it gets 10 likes, hit that like button again. Watch it get 5 or 10 more. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Jack.
Zelensky the Nazi.
They're shadowing you, too. So if you look at activity, sometimes I'll look at them. Like, there's been 220 interactions,
mm-hmm.
but only 2 likes. Like, that makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
You know, so how much bots
stuff is going on. It's so bizarre.
Here's another thing. If you want, Facebook gives you their, we'll call it their sanctioned ways of like seeing things from a particular page or a particular person, but the algorithm fails in doing that consistently, at least in my experience in using Facebook. Now, keep in mind, I only use the browser version, so I don't use the app. I'm not putting that thing on my phone. Screw you, M. Zuckerberg. At any rate, if you want to follow somebody a little more closely, you want their stuff to appear in your feed more frequently, you don't even have to really do much of anything. Just go to whatever post they've posted and go hit reply like you're going to reply. And in the reply field, just type in, like, I don't know, five or six commas or periods or letters. Just repeat the same thing and then delete it all as if you didn't post anything. The algorithm will pick that up. And it will begin to display, they will, like, it fools the algorithm into thinking you interacted with them, and it will display their stuff more frequently.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Even if you stare at something long enough. Like, I made the mistake of looking at a Dachshund dog video once for, mm-hmm. like, 5 seconds. And, you know, I looked at it, oh, that's kind of cute. And now I can't get rid of Dachshund dog videos. It's just everywhere.
That's kind of my fear, because sometimes I'm browsing on my phone because I don't care.
Yeah.
And I'll set my phone down to do other things. I'm like, oh, man, they think I've been staring at that post for like 20 minutes.
Now you're getting advertisements for it. Yeah. Jack, anything else?
No, look, I was going to say the Ukraine thing is fraud.
How so?
The Hitler thing that we talked about or you guys spoke about earlier when it first started is true. You know, you can't believe anything you see anymore. So I've seen Nazi flags pulled out of the dirt by Ukrainian soldiers. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But I watched a soccer game today where they all whipped out the, you know, the arm for, you know, HH. And then I saw a video where they were this news crew, this fake news crew, was filming this little boy giving a salute to the Ukrainian tanks. But in the background, you actually saw two little girls. Doing the Nazi salute.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, should have believed Putin to begin with.
Hey, thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
That's what he said. We're going in to get out the Nazis.
Do you think?
That was his official position.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Segments of tonight's Free Talk Live program. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it is myself, the captain.
Is that it? Just the captain?
Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
And let's live on the edge of danger and go to an unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Yes, what's your name?
Hello. Hi, this is David. I'm over here in the poor and ignorant state of New Mexico.
David in New Mexico, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I called him to express my opinion that I think it's time to break up the union, okay?
Oh, heck yes.
Great opinion.
I am also of that opinion.
You are, okay. Because a few months ago I was listening to your program, and two of you expressed the opinion that it was time to break up the union, and one disagreed. So
who was that? And can we fire them?
No.
So he doesn't want to expose anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you remember what day?
No, it was some months ago. I can't remember exactly. All right. So all of you agree that it's time, right?
Yep.
Past time.
Yeah, I think the experiment of the union, the united part of the United States of America, I think has been an abject failure, as evidenced by the fact that it is now the largest empire in all of Earth's history.
In fact, we had candidate for governor here in New Hampshire at dinner with us tonight.
We did.
And we asked her how she felt about NH exit. And New Hampshire leaving the union, and she was less than idealistic, hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't, like, poo-poo it, but she also didn't say, like, I'm totally in.
Right? Yeah.
You know, she was a little vague.
It's got to be the last-ditch effort, weigh all other options first. But no.
But so, David, how did you come to this opinion that it's time for the breakup, the divorce of the states, if you will?
Oh, okay, I'm glad you asked that question, okay? And this is my argument, okay? A few months ago, Tucker Carlson expressed the opinion that the federal government is at war with the people of the states.
Yep.
And then Mark Levin has expressed the opinion that we are in the abyss, you know, as regards the state of our state, as regards the federal government.
Okay.
And then Sean Hannity has several times expressed the opinion that we are divided with irreconcilable differences.
Can't like that term.
Okay. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton have expressed the opinion that it's lucky that we are a federation of states, implying that we can divide.
Yeah.
Okay. And my final reference is Rush Limbaugh. Okay. Rush Limbaugh, the last week on the radio, you know, before he died, said we are a divided nation. He said almost as many people voted for Donald Trump as voted for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said that the votes were almost the same. The only reason they were able to steal the election is because the election was so close. So we are a divided people. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I don't want to. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the United States, large as it is, has I can't even count how many subcultures within it. And that's not to say that like states should be divided by subcultures, but it's obvious that, you know, people in California want different things than people in, you know, New Hampshire, for example. Or people in New Mexico want different things than people in, Montana, for example. Right?
Yeah.
And so it's ridiculous to think that there should be one sort of top-down ruling organization with a monopoly on violence and all that kind of crap governing all 300 million people plus in the United States. Now, I'm not a fan of government in particular. I think it's a horrible idea. It's the worst way possible to organize humanity. I think there are far better ideas out there, and the world would best be rid of statism. However, I will take a reduction in any way I can get it. So if that means that the best idea is breaking up the United States into, ironically, these already divided areas,
federated,
far out, solid, and right on, let's just unfederate. Why not?
So I don't want to sound harsh on the caller, Dave, in New Mexico.
Okay.
However, it seems to me that you've come to this conclusion based on the talking points and opinions of a handful of conservative orators, which is fine. But if a Republican is elected and the Republicans take over the midterms and win the White House in 2024, I'm pretty sure those same people are going to have a change of heart because they're not. It's not founded on any sort of principle. It's just we currently don't like who's in charge, and we want to get away from that.
Okay, I see what you mean. I see what you're saying, that these people that I'm quoting will be happy if the Republicans take back the House and the Senate.
Yeah, and that if Donald Trump had won the election, they wouldn't be propositioning secession at all.
Right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, but then let's continue a little bit, okay? The federal government, I think I'm preaching to the choir here, has completely broken the bounds of the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Repeatedly and many times, yes.
But that's not even news. That's like
old
information.
Yeah, that's been going on since World War II at least, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing what they're not supposed to do, and what they're supposed to do, they don't do. So the federal government is, I mean, it's useless, you know. That's what my basic argument. I've seen that, you know, with what they're trying to do. The executive branch is making laws. The Supreme Court is not enforcing the Constitution. It's just in a mess, and that's really one of my basic arguments.
Yeah.
And to boot, okay, we have, and I think you'll agree with me in this, we have never been one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's a falsehood.
I was thinking about that today, actually, about because the Pledge of Allegiance is a rather new thing. This didn't, you know, this wasn't born with America.
Yeah.
And to say that we're one nation, indivisible, the indivisible part.
Yeah.
Is it really indivisible? I don't think it was meant to be indivisible.
When clearly they've drawn lines on maps and they call them borders, right? How is that, like, they're obviously divided?
Well,
easily separated into 50 unique pieces.
I think the founding fathers, especially considering they fled their countries to come to America for freedom, I think that they would want us to have the right to separate if that was best.
I mean, that's in the founding documents. Just nobody wants to do what's necessary to make it happen.
But now, all of a sudden, we're indivisible, and you're treason. You're committing treason if you even mention secession.
Yeah, we did a bit.
Right. There you go.
Last night on Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition, with Ian and myself and Peakless Mountaineer, Ian brought in an article about ending the Pledge of Allegiance.
I think we should.
It's not for the reasons that we think it should, but like some other reason. But I'm all for it. Like, that is a distinct form of brainwashing.
It's weird and culty.
It is very weird, very culty. And also, like, why would you pledge your allegiance to an inanimate object?
Yeah.
It also doesn't work, because if it worked, then the people who pledged it would actually believe in liberty and justice for all.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's clearly false.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other thoughts, David?
Yeah. Yeah, one more thought. Let's see. I forgot my thought.
Yeah.
Let's see. One second. Something else I wanted to say.
Feel the pressure.
Escape my mind a little.
Well, it's Dave in New Mexico, right? So is there a judge that you'd like to?
Dave in New Mexico, right? Yeah. We're a democratic state. We always have been. The Hispanic population here believes that the Democrats are for the poor and the Republicans are for the rich, so they always vote Democrat. But hopefully, right now, we're going to have a governor's election, and Mark Ronchetti, the weatherman, is running for governor, so there's a good chance that maybe we might get a Republican.
So then we get it right once a week.
Maybe the forecast is good for you. Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate you being a different David in it. A weatherman's running for governor? Like,
I mean, we have, like, celebrities and TV stars. Might as well have a weatherman. Whatever.
I always thought I picked the wrong profession, because you could be a weatherman and be wrong a lot and still keep your job. But
there's some place in Europe where they fine the weatherman for being wrong.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
We are out of time. Thanks for thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to my co-hosts, Nikki and Richie Rich. Join us 7 nights a week. Find us at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.